This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana State Representative Doug Flament, a Lewistown Republican who was appointed in 2021 to House District 29, resigned this week, citing serious health issues and a need to seek treatment out of state. Flament issued his resignation letter on January 10th, the seventh day of the legislature's 90-day session. The legislature got underway January 2nd, and Flament had yet to appear at the Capitol in person. Flament was appointed to the legislative seat vacated when then-Representative Dan Bartel was appointed to an open seat in the state Senate, which itself was vacated when then-Senator Ryan Osmundson became Governor Gianforte's budget director. Flament was unopposed in his official election to the seat in November. County commissioners in Fergus and Petroleum counties will now begin the process of appointing Flament's replacement. State law provides a 60-day process to fill the seat, but when the legislature is in session, that process is compressed down to a 15-day time frame. A Great Falls man who participated in the U.S. Capitol insurrection on January 6, 2021 in Washington, D.C., was arrested January 5th and arraigned Thursday. Patrick O'Brien, 54, was charged with misdemeanor counts of entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, and disorderly conduct in a Capitol building. On January 6, 2021, O'Brien and his juvenile son were among those at the Capitol after driving for 3 days from Montana. Video footage and closed-circuit video footage from the U.S. Capitol building showed that O'Brien and his son entered the west side of the U.S. Capitol building through the first-floor Senate wing door. The footage showed them entering the U.S. Capitol rotunda from the south and waving a yellow Gadsden flag. Additional video and photos showed O'Brien walking through the hallways of the Capitol building. In the 2 years since January 6, 2021, more than 950 individuals have been arrested in nearly all 50 states for crimes related to the breach of the U.S. Capitol, including 284 individuals charged with assaulting or impeding law enforcement. The investigation remains ongoing. The asbestos mining company W.R. Grace has agreed to pay $18.5 million to settle its remaining Libby Asbestos Superfund site claims with the state of Montana. The proposed settlement stems from the Montana Department of Environmental Quality's natural resource damage claims in W.R. Grace's Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. The company-owned vermiculite mines and mills near Libby left hundreds of residents sickened or dead from asbestos-related health damage. The settlement goes toward the state's work restoring, replacing, or rehabilitating natural resources affected by the mining in Lincoln County. The money would come in a first installment of $5 million within 6 months of accepting the agreement, followed by the remainder plus interest paid over 10 years. Mining companies are supposed to clean up their own pollution and restore mining sites, but many, including W.R. Grace, declare bankruptcy, leaving the cleanup to local, state, and federal agencies. The problem is so prevalent that the U.S. government established the Superfund list of polluted and poisoned sites. The W.R. Grace asbestos mine and mill site in Libby was added to the EPA's Superfund list in 2002. When it can, the federal government requires companies to pay for or to participate in site cleanup. Grace's settlement would not affect Grace's requirements to continue to perform Superfund work, subject to EPA oversight with DEQ consultation. The settlement also does not affect Grace's obligations under the Montana Dam Safety Act. Grace also must provide the state with financial assurance for the operation and maintenance of the Kootenai Development Impoundment Dam for the next 100 years. Public comment on the proposed settlement is open until February 13th. DEQ has reserved the right to withdraw or withhold consent from the settlement if the comments disclose facts showing that it is inappropriate, inadequate, or improper. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.